The U.S. economy extended its winning streak, bouncing back after a weak start this year with another solid month of job gains. The Obama administration says that's no surprise. Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Barack Obama says tough decisions he made early on are paying off.
Over the past year, we've added more jobs than any year since 2006. And all told, our businesses have created 9.9 million new jobs over the past 53 months. That's the longest streak of private sector job creation in our history.
But it wasn't enough to lower the unemployment rate, which rose 0.1% in July to 6.2%. On Skype, economist Sean Snaith at the Institute for Economic Competitiveness says that's not necessarily a bad thing.
People see businesses are hiring at a faster pace. They feel more confident that they're going to be able to find a job, so they get back into the job search, which boosts up the labor force and can push out those unemployment numbers.
Americans who are not actively seeking work are not counted as unemployed. That's driven the so-called job participation rate to a 35-year low. That means millions of unemployed Americans who have stopped looking for work remain hidden in the shadows. That's especially true for 3.2 million Americans who have been unemployed 27 months or longer, says Cornell University professor Sharon Poxter on Skype.
And the percentage of unemployed that is long-term unemployed is the largest that it's been since the Great Depression.
While the job participation rate has risen slightly, the job gains have yet to translate into bigger paychecks for most Americans. Still, key indicators suggest the U.S. recovery is finally gaining momentum 5 years after the financial crisis. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.